Your attention, please. The Walt Disney World Railroad, now boarding for a scenic trip around the Magic Kingdom. Board!
Brad, about a week ago, Disney revealed the new lobby at the Contemporary Resort. And if you recall, dear listener, we expressed displeasure, if that's the word, at the room rethemes at the Contemporary, being the Incredibles room rethemes that I thought looked more like, you know, they belonged in a value resort. But they have released pictures of the new lobby design, which is very Mary Blair. If you have seen the mural in the concourse at the Contemporary, it looks a lot like that. But I love this. There's a huge mural of the Contemporary and a monorail coming out of it. And like that just embodies so much of what I've been saying they need to do. This is the resort that a train goes through. There are holes in the side of this building that a monorail goes through, and they should embrace that and make this a monorail hotel, and it doesn't need characters in it. And to see this very true to the history of the Contemporary design-wise and stuff, to see this lobby redesign just makes me so happy. This is exactly what I hope they would do to the rooms. And it makes me hopeful that maybe sooner rather than later they will redesign the rooms and give me what I want in the rooms also, because I love this. I think this is great. I really don't have anything negative to say about this lobby design. I think it's really good. I think it's really like I said, true to the historical design of the building. And it really highlights what's great about the Contemporary. And honestly, it feels really contemporary. I think it's true to the name of the resort, too. And I love it. I really love it.
Yeah. So having all of the different photos and the artwork and stuff showing the plans for the Contemporary and everything is brilliant. If I was to say something negative about it, it would be, it seems weird given what we know about the retheme of the rooms.
Yeah.
Right? Like, yes. It doesn't feel like there's an overarching story to this resort. It feels like there are two stories. There's the story of the lobby, and then there's the story of the rooms. And that is odd. I'm not saying that I don't like it at all. I love this. I love this look. You know, the way that they did this lobby is beautiful, but I don't quite understand how it fits with the rooms.
And yeah,
that seems weird to me, because they're doing both of these. Like, before, I understood, because the lobby was still what it was and the rooms were being redone first. But they redid the lobby with a full knowledge of what the rooms were going to be, and the lobby doesn't have anything about the Incredibles. I'm not saying that I want that, just that it's not coherent, and that is odd to me. So yeah.
The one thing I don't like
it's
about
not,
it.
It's not even a straight up complaint. It's just odd.
Right. The one thing I don't like about it is that it makes no sense. This design does not make sense, because we know what the rooms, you know, are not only are going to be, but are. You know, there's at least one room that's designed with Incredibles. And yeah, it doesn't make any sense. The hotel is now two different hotels.
Well, I guess you could say so. So essentially, what the way that they redid the lobby, they redid it, and then didn't they move the check-in and everything up to the second floor? I believe that's what I read, was that they redid the lobby, and because so many people, you know, do the check-in through the app and everything, that they moved the actual front desk up to the second floor. Or they did that. They did that. You know what? I think they did that during the actual refurb. So I guess they moved it back down. Because the only other thing that I was thinking is you could say the lobby is, but then that didn't make any sense because, you know, the photos that I've seen from different people who've been sent, you know, who've been posting them is of desks or, you know, of a front desk area as well. Because I was thinking, you know, you could have a lobby that celebrated what the Contemporary used to be and then move into a front desk area and everything of what the Contemporary currently is. And that would maybe make sense. But if you put the front...
It looks like the front desk is the first floor again. The second floor thing was just while they were refurbishing. But they have removed a pretty big amount of like check-in places. So I guess to your point, with more people checking in than MDE, there's less of a need for front desk space. So there are fewer places for you to check in with a human, but you do check in on the first floor where all this stuff is.
I don't know. I was trying to come up with a way where this, some way that this could make sense overall. And I don't,
it doesn't make sense. It's weird.
Okay. Okay. I want it to, because I don't want to rehash the whole room design thing, but if this was the Contemporary with a more subdued room design, it could still all work together. It just doesn't work with the rooms being just screaming Incredibles at you to me.
Yep. No,
so
I totally agree.
I don't know. But I love this design. This is essentially the design I would have liked to have seen for the rooms.
Yes, absolutely. Right? Yes.
The way that they did this is the way that I want to see the rooms designed. And the Contemporary lobby was definitely beginning to show its age and everything. So I think it was in need of a refurb, and a refurb done like this. So I'm very happy. I'm just very confused. So
yep. my sentiments exactly.
Anytime somebody wants to explain to me how it all works together, I'm all ears.
So we've also got an announcement about Magic Band Plus that will debut in 2022, which here's another plus thing. We got Genie Plus, now we got Magic Band Plus. Magic Band Plus is basically, we don't know much about it, but it's basically a new Magic Band that is modular, looks to be modular in the same way that the current Magic Band is, with a little puck thing inside of a rubber band. But it has, the puck thing has lights on it, and apparently it has haptic, you know, a haptic engine in it, and it will, as you come nearby certain things or you're near a fireworks show or something like that, the Magic Band will react and vibrate your wrist or show lights or do something. You know, and this is coming after the announcement that you can use your phone / your Apple Watch as your Magic Band, basically. So I don't know what these are going to cost, because right now a Magic Band, you know, it's not free anymore. You get I think if you're staying on property, you get like a $10 discount
or discount.
Something.
Yeah.
But it costs money. So these, you know, I don't know if these are going to cost the same amount. I think it's $20. I don't know if these will cost $20 or they'll cost more and you can get the other one still. You know, you can get a Magic Band or you can get a Magic Band Plus. I don't know. But I don't know, an interesting announcement just to have possibly two different types of Magic Bands available. But this is very much, you know, Pal Mickey light, in that you have this thing that's reacting to your surroundings as you walk through the park. You know, it's not going to talk to you and tell you about what show you need to go see. But if you're at a show, you know, maybe it does a little something. So it's kind of a little bit of a Pal Mickey.
So I would call this less of a Pal Mickey and more of a Glow with the Show Plus. You know, the ears.
Yeah, okay. Yep. Boy,
because
that really went nowhere, huh? I totally forgot about Glow with the Show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was such a big thing. I have a couple of pairs of glow with the show ears, but this is apparently what it led to. And the other thing that's interesting to me, you know, you talked about the color change and the haptic, but they also say gesture recognition. And I'm really confused with how gesture recognition is going to work on something that, from all the pictures that I've seen, it doesn't seem to be like a LED screen or it appears to be, and you know, we have very limited stuff. There's only a couple of images and everything, but just a couple of LEDs underneath some sort of a static image, right?
Yeah. I think it's just a ring of LEDs around a static image.
Well, it looks like a ring of LEDs and maybe one in the middle as well.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I didn't notice that bright spot in the one photo, but also just there are very few photos of this, so we're working off of very little information. Disney has basically only announced that this is a thing and it'll come out next year, period.
Right. But I'm trying to figure out, how does gesture recognition work with this?
Well,
and yes, we could definitely wait till this comes out and find out, but where's the fun in that, guys? Let's all pretend like we're going to figure it out. So, Jeremy, gesture recognition.
Well, so the way that gesture recognition at Universal with the Harry Potter wands works is infrared. The tip of the wand has an infrared emitter in it. One, I don't know, you know, I guess they can detect, if there's a little gyroscope in there, they can detect when you make like a circle or something. But one, where are you going to do that?
That's more what I'm saying. I understand technologically how this thing could recognize gestures. I guess maybe the question that I'm trying to ask isn't how does it work, but to what end?
Yeah, where, like, does it work? Yeah.
Why would you do gestures? What would be the end result of it when you don't have, you know, some screen that can show? Like, I could understand if it had some way of passing information to you, maybe an e-ink display or something, but it doesn't. The image showing different colors and stuff makes me think that is also not going to be the case. And if there is no way of displaying information, I just don't understand to what end the gesture recognition plays a part, unless maybe that's future. Because as of right now, Disney has said that you can interact in new ways, including play like a bounty hunter in a galaxy far, far away and find virtual bounties, which honestly, when I read that and again, thinking about the technology that's available on this thing from what we have seen, I thought the what is it called? Pokeball Plus? Is that the name of that thing?
Yeah.
For Pokemon Go, right? Where it just like vibrates to let you know when there's a Pokemon nearby or a... it's been forever since I've played Pokemon Go. The place where you spin and you get all the stuff out of it.
Pokestop.
There you go. Yeah, I think those vibrated for that. So I guess I could see this vibrating for when you get near the virtual bounties. And then the second thing is it interacts with the Fab 50, the golden sculptures thing, which, by the way, is brilliant that Disney snuck that in, right? Because we didn't know when they were putting out all these gold sculptures that was going to be a thing they were going to do. So clearly they've been planning this for longer than Lightning Lane. but that's one where I'm like, does it light up a different color for each sculpture? And then, you know, the experience nighttime spectaculars in a new way. As you see your band light up and complement the magic in the skies. That's glow with the show, right? So that one totally makes sense to me. The other two don't, and I don't know how gesture recognition, like, maybe if whatever it vibrates and you then have to do a specific gesture. So I'm thinking about what's the Sorcerer's game in Magic Kingdom? Sorcerers of the Magic Kingdom. If they did something like that, which, by the way, was shut down, yes. But if they did something like that, that, you know, where you did gestures and then something happened on the screen in front of you, that would make sense to me. But without knowing about anything like that, gesture...
But it's not a screen. Like, that's the thing.
No, that's the so with the Sorcerers of the Magic Kingdom, there were areas that you went to and you could use your card, and there was like the wall in front of you, there was a screen built into the wall or something. Right? So something would be played in front of you. And so you might be able to do a gesture with your hand, and then something in front of you would respond, essentially. Not the screen on your wrist, but the screen in front of you.
And that's, I honestly think that's what it is. There's going to be some sort of mirror or interactive painting, you know, that you can like wave your hand in front of, and maybe it follows, you know, if it's got short range NFC or something, maybe it follows your hand around or something like that. I don't know, but they're going to have some sort of interactive looking glass or something that you can play with.
Can we just get straight to the end of it? This is just a way of, you know, I used the Magic Mobile on our last trip because my little fob for my puck broke on my watch, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so I was just using my Apple Watch, and it worked perfectly. And I thought, I think this is the way that I'm just going to keep going for now. Like, I'm not even going to bother with the puck. It did miss some photos, though, by the way. Nancy was still wearing her puck because hers did not break, and hers still picked up. Mine was kind of hit and miss. So just be warned about that.
Hmm.
And I'm assuming that will get better with time, but I had come to the conclusion that Magic Mobile was what I was going to use, and now they add a couple of lights to something, and suddenly I'm gonna get one of these. I'm gonna get one of these stupid things. Oh no, I don't. I already know the picture of that white one with the blue
Walt Disney World, like the retro logo.
Uh huh. That's the one I'm getting, man. I already know that's the one I'm getting. Because it's got the Spaceship Earth on it. It's mm-hmm. got the tower on it. I'm willing to bet you it's got the Tree of Life on it. Because, you know, it's going to have the icons from each park. And then it's got the retro Walt Disney World on it. And it lights up. And that's all that it's going to take to convince me that I have to have one of these stupid things.
See, but my thing about it is if it's modular the way that the other one was, the first uh-huh. thing that I'm going to do is buy a little holder for it to put it on my watch.
Even you then, know? it's still got the cool retro Walt Disney World logo on it. To see, it's still worth it.
Yeah, I'll probably just use my watch though.
You can use your watch. I will take all the money I save by staying off property.
Yeah, sure,
and I will invest it. I will invest it into all the Magic Man Pluses and still come out well ahead of you.
Way ahead, yes, way ahead. Yeah.
Ludicrously ahead of you. But I am looking forward to seeing more information on this because it sounds really cool, but
it does sound promising.
Do they even sell glow with the, I know this is kind of a weird rabbit shell. Do they even sell glow with the show stuff? I didn't see any the last time when we went to Walt Disney World last.
I don't think they do. I don't think they even sell it anymore.
I wonder if they even programmed glow with the show. Surely they did.
Well, yeah. I mean, you would think they do. But
when I ask Google, it's telling me a lot of stuff about glow, the Ladies of Wrestling on Netflix.
But the problem with that is they require, the glow with the show ears require a special infrared transmitter.
Right.
And after all of these refurbs, you know, like Fantasmic is still in refurb mode, and after, you know, Harmonious and Enchantment or whatever the Magic Kingdom show is, like, are they reprogramming what these infrared transmitters do, or are they pulling them out? I would bet they're pulling out the transmitters that only exist to service this one weird thing that we don't sell anymore.
Hey man, it also probably serves to do some things with Pal Mickey. Because, you know, he also used infrared.
Sure. And they definitely sell those.
Mm-hmm. Yep, lots and lots of them. No, I don't think their current, yeah, I guess what I'm getting to is, as cool as this looks, Glow with the Show also looked really cool, and then it went away.
Glow with the Show looked really cool for their marketing shots, where they had a camera up on, you know, a really tall place on top of the castle, and they were shooting down at everybody. That looked really cool.
Yeah, and then when you were part of Glow with the Show, you paid a lot of money for years
to not see anything.
But, okay, so that's the same issue that you're going to run into with Magic Band Plus. The Glow, spoiler alert, I'm not talking myself out of getting this. I'm getting this, I'm resigned to it, but...
But it's in front of your eyes. It's not atop of your head.
Whoa. It's in front of your eyes. What are you... Are you regularly holding your wrist up in front of your eyes while you're watching the fireworks show so that you can make sure that you keep an eye on your wrist? Perhaps if you're holding a camera to video... Don't video fireworks, everybody. Don't.
Oh, but Brad, I'm going to go back and watch a really terrible video of fireworks on my phone.
Go to YouTube and watch the fireworks. It will be the same fireworks that you saw. Doesn't matter that it was recorded 3 years ago. It's still the same fireworks, and you can actually enjoy your... Or you know what? We're really rabbit trailing here. I don't care. I'm going to take a second to say this. I found a 16 gig SD card the other day at my house, and I popped it in the computer because I was like, I wonder what this has on it. And it had a bunch of photos from a trip to Disney that I'd taken. I think I had like a Canon 4/3 or something like that. So I thought I was a photographer.
Ooh,
at that
look
point.
Look at you.
So I know, right? And so I have all these photos of the parade and so many photos of fireworks where, you know, you just click, trying to get the right shot and everything. And all that I could think was, what trip was this? Who was with me? And I would pay anything to have less photos of the fireworks and of the parade and more photos of the people who were with me. So if I was going to take the photos again at the fireworks, I would so much rather have photos of my family who, you know, because all of my trips have been with my, unless maybe I was with by myself and I'm not going to take a bunch of selfies. That's just not me. But if somebody's with me, I would much rather have photos of them watching the fireworks or watching the, you know, so like turn on your camera, flip the lens around and just video your family or your kids or whatever, you know, your friends, whoever's with you watching the fireworks. That's a video that you would actually want to go back and see again. And you can sync it up with that video on YouTube to know, but that would be so much better. Anyway, yeah, I don't think I'm going to look at my wrist to see it, but I'm still going to get it.
The difference is you can look at your wrist. You cannot look at the top of your head.
I can't look at the top of my head, but I could always take my Glow with the Show ears off and hold them in front of me. I mean, if you want to get to, you know, like what random thing could you do so that you could see it, that's just as valid as holding your wrist in front of your eyes or something.
Well, except that that's not what the thing was made to do. Your wrist is made to be on your wrist. The thing that goes on your head is not meant to be held in front of you. I think that this is at least more personally interactive than Glow with the Show ears. I think Glow with the Show ears was, at worst, something meant for other people around you to enjoy. Or I guess at best, something for other people around you to enjoy. And at worst, a marketing thing so that Disney could take a bunch of videos of fireworks shows and stuff with the crowd
and
make a lot
of money on you for buying some ears that honestly were not super comfortable.
Right.
I just want to, can we go ahead, mark it on the spreadsheet, Jeremy. This was the show where Brad resigned himself to, I'm going to pay extra money for for the glowy thing on my wrist. And Jeremy said, oh no, I'm just going to use my phone. So that later, when we both pay for the little glowy thing on our wrist, I can say, well, I at least I admitted to it up front instead of trying to pretend like that wasn't going to be a thing.
Yeah, Jeremy, I could never.
You're gonna pay for the glowy thing on your wrist.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what it does. I'm not saying I won't, but it's going to have to do something special to make me want
to
have
another thing.
It's going to
glow. It's got color-changing lights. That's all you need to know.
Okay, Brad, very quickly. Harmonious debuted the other night, and we have both seen it. And since we have a strict no-bummers policy on this podcast, we're going to probably...
Yeah, a strict no-bummers. By the way, we're just ignoring...
Bummers.
We're ignoring an entire episode where we pretty much just did that. But yeah, okay. We'll keep pretending like we have a no bummers policy, and we'll talk about Harmonious.
What do you think? The new
Harmonious
Epcot nighttime show.
Harmonious is a technically impressive show.
Agreed. It is very technically impressive. It is my one comment to Claire that was not about the content of the show, which I don't think we can talk about the content of the show without bummering. I think it's safe to say you're not a fan and I'm not a fan. Is that safe
it's
to
a
say?
Technically yeah. impressive show.
My one comment to Claire was all of these big huge arms that move around a ton are going to break a lot. This is going to be a thing where like one of the little arms or one of the arms on one of the little barges is not going to be working almost every time you see Harmonious.
I feel like I've already seen where when they premiered the show, it had to premiere in B mode where the central projection was not working. Like there's a lot of moving parts to this thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the moving arms, the central projection, the lasers, all of that stuff looks really cool. The only comment that Nancy had was, this is a really long show.
It is really
and
long.
And we're going to watch. I'm immediately going to know how long Illuminations was. 13 minutes. Isn't editing grand. Good job, Jeremy, in editing that and making me sound really smart. Not like I just spent a lot of time looking that up.
It'll be so easy because the 12 minutes of silence on the waveform, it will be a nice, you know, easy,
yeah,
thing
easy
to check.
Easy cut. In comparison, the YouTube video that I watch of Harmonious, what are you calling it? I really liked what you were calling it.
Harmonious. Because
yeah,
the U.S. is capitalized, so Harmonious.
Yeah. Okay, so the Harmonious runs for, the YouTube video I had was 21 minutes. Let's say that it had 1 minute, or even give it 2 minutes of filler. It's like a 19-minute, 20-minute show.
Almost twice as long. That's crazy.
And does not... I can't.
Ratchet. Okay, so it ratchets down the spectacle and
no, that's not even, it doesn't. Okay. Disney, if there is one thing that we talk about time and time and time and time and time and time again about what we love about Walt Disney World, it's not about how technically impressive things are. Don't get me wrong. Rise of the Resistance, very technically impressive. But what Rise of the Resistance has that makes it a Disney attraction is a story that puts it all together. What Harmonious lacks is a story.
Yeah. I mean,
it's a bunch of Disney songs sung in multiple languages, and then they try to kind of put a button on the end, and the button to me falls flat. And it doesn't feel like it all runs together. And
yeah.
Illuminations felt like it all run together.
Yeah.
Run together. Illuminations felt like it all ran together. Epcot Forever, it felt like it all ran together. Happily Ever After has a story. Wishes has a story. I don't know. Maybe I will feel differently. And that's the thing, is I don't want to get too down on it because I've only seen a video. And
right.
Videos are not the same as experiencing something in person. And I know that. And that's why I don't want to get too down on it. But I just don't, I didn't, and I think that ultimately other, you know, more so than it being, let's say 6 minutes longer than Illuminations, that is what made it feel like it was taking forever to me, is I wasn't waiting to see what happened next in the story, or the way that the story, you know, the way the story grew or evolved. It was just, what's going to be the next Disney song that they're going to play?
When I say they cut down on the spectacle of it, as we've talked about in the past, the Harmonious barges sit out in World Showcase Lagoon all the time. So the whole show is those barges. One of the cool things about Illuminations was you had music and then, you know, quote unquote, nothing on the lagoon. You had music and fireworks and lasers and nothing on the lagoon. And then the globe lights up. And that's kind of act two. You know, you have a second act to the thing. And that, at just as the fireworks and music and lasers are getting, you know, boring or old hat, then you have this huge globe in the middle of World Showcase Lagoon that lights up. And then, after a while, the globe starts act three and opens up. You know, it transforms. And it was, along with the, you know, fireworks, obviously, just, it was spectacular in that way. And Harmonious starts at 100. You know, it doesn't have anywhere to go. The first minute of Harmonious is just as spectacular as the last minute. And leaving out all of the IP and stuff and the Disney music and everything that's in there, I think that's the biggest problem, is it doesn't go anywhere as far as spectacle. It starts and ends at the same level, and you don't get the same, like, shock and awe of having three separate acts the way that you did with Illuminations.
And I'm not even dunking on the IP of it, and I know that's what I'm known for, is just, especially when it comes to Epcot, I see ways that the IP can be used to tell a story, and I just don't feel like there's a story. Man, we threw that whole No Bummers thing right out the window. The No Bummers of this is, I am reserving this. This is my first impression of it, and I reserve the right to change my opinion when I see it in person. And outside of that, it is technically beautiful. Like, sure, being able to do all that stuff with the lasers and the arms and the lights.
Water projection, honestly, the water projection on the middle screen is, it's dim, but it's very, very, like, the whole thing is even. It's very even. That's what I'm trying to say. There's no hot spots. There's no, you know, spots where the, you know, you got more mist and it looks different. The water screen
on the day that you watched it, when the wind was the way that it was. But no, I think their water screen technology has gotten very, very good. So
that is hope I have for Fantasmic, by the way, is that the water screens will have been upgraded when it reopens.
Shut up.
When it reopens, I hope that the water screens have been upgraded. Period. Done. We're done talking about Fantasmic. Back to Harmonious.
Harmonious. is like the stuff that they're doing with the lasers.
Yeah.
It looks great. So technically, everything is on with this. The only thing that they are lacking technically, other than your point, which I think is also a reason why it felt like it felt like it dragged, was, as you said, there was no building, right? There was nothing new to make you go, wait, they did something different. So what's going to happen next? You knew, like you said, from minute one, what the rest of the show was going to look like. The other thing that it's missing technically, and is a crime, cannot stand, must be changed immediately, is that they're missing the at the end of the show.
Yeah.
That I don't.
That little period.
Yeah. What? That was there in Illuminations. They kept it in Epcot forever. How is that missing from Harmonious?
I don't know. I hadn't thought about that, but...
But now that you've thought about it, you're not going to unthink about it. Trust me, dude. You're going to watch it next time. And you're going to be like, where is it? Wait. Yeah, that's a thing for Epcot fireworks shows. You get that at the end, and it's not there. So fix that, Disney, and then fix all the other things that we've talked about. And then you guys are going to have a great show. No. It's fine.
Gritted teeth.
honestly, that's I think that's what it is. It's fine. Take it in a vacuum, right? Without trying to compare it to Illuminations, without trying to compare it to Epcot Forever, without trying to compare it to Fantasmic or Happily Ever After or Wishes. I'm not going to say the new show because total honesty, I haven't had a chance to watch the new show yet.
I haven't either. I missed the live stream, but I have not.
Yeah, I missed the live stream. I know there's a whole bunch of videos, and we will talk about that show next week. I'm trying to kind of wait because the initial response, Jeremy, not great.
Yeah.
Not great from a lot of people, but...
meh at best. But yeah, we'll watch it. Let's talk about that next week. Let's make it a point to see that and talk about it next time.
That's gonna be on. That'll be on for next week. And I'm hoping that, you know, thoughts will soften on it by that point. But yeah, so without comparing Harmonious to any of those other things, it's a fine fireworks show. Like, honestly, not even through gritted teeth. It's a fine fireworks show. But it's not something that this sounds cheesy. I get it. But Illuminations stirred up a feeling, you know, Wishes stirred up even Happily Ever After stirred up a feeling. And that is why I'm trying to hold judgment until I see this in person, because on video, Harmonious didn't stir up a feeling for me. It was just kind of, okay, that was technically impressive and had a lot of fireworks and stuff. And had a lot of things that happened, but that's all that it was. So it's fine. That's what I can take from seeing the video. Is it's fine.
Yep, I agree. I think you're right. I think you're dead on. Like, it's just okay. I think it's going to be entertaining. You know, it's going to. I think it will entertain more people than Illuminations did. But it will not be as meaningful as Illuminations was to the people who really, truly loved Illuminations. Well, I think that'll do it for this episode. You can follow us on Twitter at MTM Podcast. You can like us on Facebook at facebook.com/MTM Podcast. You can visit us on the web at missingthemouse.co. We'll be back next week with a brand new episode. And until then, have a magical day.